姊妹大家好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
感谢主给我们又一次的机会可以一同聚在他的跟前。
I thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity to gather before him.
去年我们已经和弟兄姊妹们交通过。
Last year, we have already fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们希望在美国的东岸能有一个讲台。
We desire that in the East Coast of the United States there will be a pulpit
能够述说神恢复的工作
that would speak of the recovery work of our God.
我们都知道今天神创造的大功已经完成
We all know that the great work of His creation is already completed.
而今天在地上神最重要的工作就是恢复的工作。
But today, the most important work is the work of the recovery.
我们知道神的工作非常的广泛。
We know that the work of our God is multitude.
但是在这些工作中最重要就是神的恢复。
But in all these work, the most important is His recovery work.
很可惜今天很多神的儿女们也很爱主也服侍主他们在很多不同的方面在那里努力的侍奉。
But sadly, many children of God today love the Lord and serve the Lord. They work and minister in many different areas.
而真正注意神恢复工作的并不是太多。
But those who truly pay attention to the recovery work of our God are few.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
But we look to the mercy of God.
让我们在这里能够一同起来交通神恢复的工作。
That together we can fellowship on the work of recovery.
当然我们知道为什么有恢复的工作呢
？Now we need to know why is there work of recovery.
因为有人的失落。
And because man was lost.
当人堕落的时候人就失落了。
When man fell, he became lost.
我们都晓得这件事情。
We all know this fact.
但是到底我们的失落有多严重
But indeed, how severe, how serious have we fallen? Have we lost?
大多数神的儿女们
that the majority of the children of God
对于这个失落的认识并不是很深刻
We do not have a deep understanding of how lost we are.
我们对于神恢复的工作将来要达到何等荣耀的光景
And towards the extent of the work of God, to what is His end goal?
我们许多时候也是没有那样的一个看见
And oftentimes, we do not see it very clearly.
所以因此我们的生活呢变成在这个中间地带所以很多时候表现的光景就很可怜
And therefore, we live somewhere in between these two, and we live in a pitiful state.
所以认识失落
Therefore, in order to know our lost condition,
能够明白神恢复的工作
and to understand the work of His recovery,
这是非常重要的一件事情
It is a very important matter.
所以这一次呢
That
我们要讲到人的失落和神的恢复
We want to talk about the lost of man and the recovery of God.
我呢有从主领受的有三堂的负担
And I have received the burden from the Lord to share with you three times.
我第一堂要讲到
The first time I will say
我们要认识人严重的失落
To know the seriousness of man's loss.
那么第二堂
And then the second message
我们要讲到神恢复的大功
And to talk about the great work of his recovery.
第三堂
And the third message.
我们引用保罗的话说呢，我们要得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。
To quote from the words of the Apostle Paul, to lay hold of what God, of our what the Lord Jesus want Christ want to lay hold of me.
或者是得着主耶稣基督要我们得的。
In other words, to lay hold what the Lord Jesus Christ want us to lay hold of.
所以我们靠主的恩典和弟兄姊妹们。一同在主的话上有交通。
By the grace of God, we want to fellowship with brothers and sisters on the word of God.
好不好？现在呢，请弟兄姊妹先和我 一同读几节圣经。
Let us begin by reading a few Bible scriptures.
我们请弟兄姊妹呢，先打开路加福音。
Let us first turn to the Gospel according to Luke.
路加福音第十五章。
Luke chapter 15.
我们先读二十四节。
First, we will read verse 24.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they begin to be merry.
最后一节。
And then the last verse.
只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
Verse 32. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.
我们第二处圣经呢，请看创世纪。
Genesis.
创世纪第三第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
第三节。
Verse 3.
耶和华说，人既属乎血气，那这个血气就是肉体，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可到120年。
And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
我们在读罗马书第三章。
Then we'll read from the letter to the Romans, chapter 3.
我们从第十节读到十二节。
Chapter 3, verses 10 to 12.
就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有。没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Verse 10, As it is written, There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together became unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one.
我想在圣经中间呢,
I think that in the Bible,
给我们有关恢复最好的定义是什么?
What is the best definition in terms of recovery?
就是在路加福音这里所说，死而复活，失而又得。
It is what is said in Gospel of Luke, that he was dead and is alive again, he was lost and is found.
我想这两句话把这个恢复的意义讲得最清楚。
And I think these two phrases have very clearly defined what is recovery.
是因为我们人有失落。
And because man was lost,
所以神有恢复的工作。
And therefore, God began recovery.
我们要知道这个人的失落。
We need to know that the lost condition of man,
无论对人对神都是重大的损失。
It is a grave loss, either to God or to man.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们要明白恢复，我们首先要知道什么是失落。
In order to understand what is recovery, first we need to know what is loss.
也许我们会觉得说呢，这个失落呢，这是一个很基要的、基本的一个真理。
Perhaps we think that loss is a very basic truth.
但是很重要。
But it's important.
我们知道使徒保罗在晚年的时候啊。
We know that in the Apostle Paul, when his last days,
他写信给提摩太和提多的时候，
when he wrote to Timothy and Titus,
他没有再提到那些高大启示的事情。
He did not mention these high and mighty truth.
他乃是回归到圣经基要的真理上面。
But he rather returned to the fundamental truth.
他觉得基督徒最基本的经历是非常重要的。
He thought that the basic experience of a Christian are important.
如果我们在这个基本的真理上面不够注重，失落了。
And if we are lost on these basic truth,
我们就谈不上什么神伟大的这个见证。
We cannot speak of the great testimony of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
这次我们讲到 这个人的失落不错，这是一个很基本的一个真理。
And this time we speak on the lost condition of man, it is indeed a basic truth.
但是根基非常的重要。
But the foundation is important.
诗篇十一篇里面的话，弟兄姊妹都很清楚、啊。
You remember from the words of Psalm 11.
弟兄姊妹们，那里讲到根基若毁坏，义人还能做什么呢
？One sister says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
所以好像我们现在又回到一些根基基本的真理上面来交通。
And as if we have returned to fellowship on these basic foundations.
但是我这几十年，我里面有个很深的感触。
But in my decades of service, I have this deep feeling.
我们的见证的软弱。
That the weakness of our testimony
多在基础的经历上有失败
is because we have failures on these basic truths.
我们在基本的真理上不够认识，不够坚持
That we do not hold fast on these basic truths.
所以我们从圣经里面很清楚看见神的那个恢复的工作呢，是从根基做起的
That in the Bible we can see that GodBegin his recovery work from the foundation.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们要认识人的失落
in order for us to know,
是又根本又重要的一件事情
For us to know the lost condition of man is very basic and important.
你真正人认识人的失落
If you can truly understand the loss of man,
那么你就自然会谦卑
then you will humble yourself.
也不敢骄傲
Then you dare not to be proud.
你如果真正认识人的失落
If you truly understand the loss of man,
在你的生活侍奉中就少犯错误
In your life and in your ministry, in your service, you would make fewer mistakes.
如果你真的认识人的失落
If you truly know the loss of man,
你就更有感恩的心
That you will be more grateful.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
所以我们讲这个失落呢，是因为人的堕落开始。
We say that the loss of man begins with his fall.
那就是圣经告诉我们，所有的堕落的人都是失落的。
The Bible tells us that all fallen men are lost.
没有一个是例外的。
There is no exception.
保罗在罗马书第三章里面告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 3, Paul told us.
旧约神用律法的光来照亮他们。
That in the Old Testament time, God shined on them through the light of the law.
证实没有一个义人。
To prove to us that there is no righteous, no one righteous.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是神当初把律法赐给以色列百姓的一个很重要的原因。
And this is the important reason why God gave the law to the Israelites.
因为在律法的大光底下让我们知道我们是一个罪人。
Under the great light of the law, we come to understand that we are a sinner.
是一个不义的人。
We are someone who is unrighteous.
是一个不善的人。
We are not good.
罗马书三章二十节讲得很清楚。
Romans 3 verse 20 says clearly.
我想我们不读了啊。
We don't have to read it.
那么到了新约时代。
That when we come to the New Testament.
我们晓得在圣灵的光照底下。
That under the illumination of the Holy Spirit.
也是没有一个义人，没有一个善人。
And there is no one righteous, there is no one good.
所以保罗在罗马书第三章这里讲到
So in chapter 3 of Romans, Paul said,
没有一个，连一个也没有。
There is none, no, not one.
我觉得英文呢，这个语气比较强调，他说 no, not one.
The English had an emphasis, no, not one.
弟兄姊妹，你要接受神的话。
Brothers and sisters, you need to accept the word of God.
既然说一个也没有。
Because he said, no, not one.
你不要说我是例外啊。
Do not say I am the exception.
没有例外的。
There is no exception.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们有很多人呢，在侍奉上常常有自义，对不对
？In our service, many of us are self-righteous.
这个是。自义就表示什么呢？我还有点义呢。
Self-righteous means that I have some righteousness.
请我们记得
，But please remember，
圣经的话是说，失落的人
没有一个义人，没有一个行善的，一个也没有。
The Bible says those who are lost, there are none is righteous, no, not one.
所以今天晚上你要记得，连一个也没有。
Tonight you need to remember, not one.
然后我们从圣经啊，一直到教会的历史。
From the Bible, we can look into the church history.
我们会看见很多的圣徒们。
We see many saints.
他们在世的日子跟随主。
That in their days they follow the Lord.
成为后来很多神的儿女们呢敬仰的一些对象。
They become someone to look up to.
哎呀，我们觉得这些人是属灵人。
We thought they are spiritual men.
这边人是大有恩赐的人。
That they are greatly gifted.
啊，他们呢好像真的是显出来的光景，叫我们很羡慕的。
And they have manifested the condition that we envy.
也得到很多人跟随。
And many people followed them.
但是请我们记得。
But please remember.
他们为什么会达到这样的光景？
How did they come to this condition?
你去读每一个真正被神所用的人。
When you read the story of everyone who was used by God.
他们个个都是认识自己是失落的人。
Each and every one of them know that they were lost.
他们对这个失落的感觉是非常的这个认识的深层。
They have a clear understanding of their loss.
因此在他们的生活中间，他们从来不依靠自己，全心依赖神。
Therefore, in their life, they never relied on themselves, but they trusted God.
并且他们认识神恢复工作将来所要显展现的荣耀。
And they also knew the glorious condition at the end of the recovery work.
所以因此他们成为历史上有名的人。
So they become famous men in the history.
成为我们今天所尊重的人。
They become people that we respect.
但是弟兄姊妹，请我们记得。
But brothers and sisters, please remember.
他们也是堕落的人。
They are fallen men.
他们也是失落的。
They were lost.
圣经既然讲没有义人，连一个也没有。
If the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one.
没有行善的，连一个也没有。
There is no one who does good.
啊，所以今天弟兄姊妹们，我们必须知道人的失落的是一个非常可怕的事情。
Today we must know the seriousness of our condition.
我想呢，现在呢，我要和弟兄姊妹，我们回到创世纪的最开头。
And I want to return to with you to the very beginning of Genesis.
我们要看一看当初神要创造人的时候，神所要的那个人在神的心中是何等的尊贵，何等的美丽。
We want to see that at the beginning of the creation, in the eyes of God, how honorable, how beautiful was man.
这创世纪第一章很清楚告诉我们。
In Genesis chapter 1, it says clearly,
我们人是按照神的形象样式创造的。
That we were created in the image and likeness of God.
乃是照着他的样式被造的。
It was created, we were created in his likeness.
那就是神的儿子基督的样式造的。
We're created in the likeness of Christ.
所以在神的那个意念中所要创造的人是非常的尊贵，非常的荣耀，非常的美丽的。
In the will of God, man was created with honor and beauty.
因为他们要具备神的具有神的性情。性格。
Because man had the character, the character of God.
他们也有神的德性。
And they have the manifestation of God.
那是何等的尊贵。
And that is very honorable.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们都知道。
We all know.
只有在创造中只有人。
That in all the creation, only man.
是神吹了口中的气创造出来的。
Only God breathed into man at his creation.
其他的创造不是的。
All the other creation were not this way.
所以你就知道神创造了人，神是多么爱他所创造的人。
So you know that God had a deep love for the man that he created.
弟兄姊妹，他不仅要我们有他的形象样式，他给我们有权柄可以替他来管理一切。
Not only we have the image and likeness of God, but He gave us authority to rule over things.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
在整个宇宙的里面，
In the entire universe,
人是神的最爱。
Man was the beloved of God.
所以 到约翰起来写约翰福音的时候啊
，So when John rose to write his gospel，
那句大话说神爱世人
，He wrote that for God so loved the world。
啊，神是那样的爱他所创造的人
，For God greatly loved the man that He created。
在受造的万物当中啊
，That in all the creation，
圣经告诉我们只有神爱人
，The Bible said God loved only man。
神的爱没有摆在人之外的事物上面。
The love of God was never placed on things other than man.
弟兄姊妹，这是神原初创造人的时候的这个意念。
And this was the thought, the desire of God when He created.
但是呢，我们知道人堕落了。
We know that man fell.
创世纪记载着，神所创造的人受了仇敌的欺骗，堕落了。
Genesis recorded that after man was deceived, we were lost.
圣经也详细地记载着这个堕落的过程。
And the Bible in detail recorded the process of how we became lost.
因为魔鬼，这个神当初所创造的天使长之一的。
Because when God created the archangel,
他知道神有个心意。
He knew that God had a plan.
神在宇宙中间要建立的一个基督。
God wants to establish Christ in the universe.
所以呢，他就起了一个不正常的意念，想要抢夺基督的位置。
And the archangel had an incorrect thought to rob the position of Christ.
结果我们晓得这个意念遭受到神极大的震怒。
And this thought brought great wrath from the Lord.
神就把他从圣山上赶下去了。
And God cast him out from the holy mountain.
那么他变成魔鬼了。
And he became the devil.
那么他自己败坏，他堕落了。
And he fell and he was lost.
但是呢，他也知道神造人的重要。
And he understood the importance when God created man.
现在他得不到这个位置。
And when he could not obtain this position.
他也不希望人能够有这份荣耀。
But he does not want man to obtain this glory.
不让神的旨意成就在人身上。
He would not want the purpose of God to be fulfilled in man.
所以他就出来败坏神所创造的人。
Therefore he came out to corrupt the man that God created.
在伊甸园的故事。
This is the story in the Garden of Eden.
亚当夏娃只不过吃了一个分别善恶树的果子，结果呢，仇敌的性质就进来了。
Adam and Eve, they only ate from the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
结果呢,
and then the result,
人就开始败坏了。
Men fell, were corrupted.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
一直到创世纪第六章,
all the way up to Genesis chapter 6,
那里说呢, 人既属乎血气,
and it says that man is indeed flesh.
人变成了肉体,
and we became flesh.
我们读圣经，我们要注意啊。
When we read the Bible, we need to be careful.
圣经没有讲亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树的果子之后就变成肉体。
The Bible did not say that when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, they became flesh.
所以可见当初这个败坏的性质进到人里面的时候呢。
You see that when the corrupt nature entered into man,
神所创造的人呢，有抗性的。
And the man that God created had some sort of antibody.
这就好像我们人生病一样。
It's like when we are sick.
这个细菌一进来的时候呢，
when the virus came in,
不是你马上就立刻就病倒了。
You do not become sick right away.
所以呢，我们知道那个分别善恶树的果子不是毒药。
We know that the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil is not a poison.
这不是说亚当夏娃一吃马上就死了。
It's not like they ate and then died right away.
这个败坏的性质进来的时候呢，遭到人的性情的身体的抵抗。
But when the corrupt nature came in, man had some sort of nature to fight back.
那么这个抵抗啊，一直到挪亚的时代。
And this resistance went on all the way until the days of Noah.
我们知道这个经过了多少年日啊。
And that went on many, many years.
上千年呢。
Thousands of years.
所以可见当初神创造的亚当夏娃是很强壮的。
And you can see that Adam and Eve were created very strong.
但是经过了这么长的年日，逐渐抵抗，到后来终于不行了。
But after this prolonged period of time, they lost the resistance.
到了创世纪第六章
When you came to Genesis 6,
就是人变成了肉体了
For man is indeed flesh.
其实呢，希伯来文这个字啊，是一个很可怕的字。
The word in Hebrew is an actually a very fearful word.
这个血气啊，肉体啊。
The word flesh.
原文有这个意思，就是呢，腐烂的肉。
Is a in the original word it means, rotten meat.
rotten meat. 那么也可以讲是这死尸。
Like a dead corpse.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个字，我们把它中文把它翻成血气、肉体，算是很文雅的。
But when we translated this word into flesh, it's actually quite polite.
其实这个字是非常可怕的。
But this word, in the original sense, was very fearful.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我们看见人的堕落
，we can see that the fallen nature of man,
它是有一个过程的。
There was a process.
一直到后来看见人对仇敌是无力抵抗的。
And in the end, we see man was helpless against the attack of the enemy.
所以这个提醒了我们。
And this reminds us.
我们人靠自己你是抗拒不了仇敌的。
That man by ourselves, we cannot resist the devil.
你不用试。
You don't have to try.
亚当这么强壮 都不行的。
Adam was so strong, he couldn't do it.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们人在仇敌的跟前是个失败者，没办法的。
Man in the face of the enemy, we are failures.
但这里一句这里的话讲的有一件事情很重要。
But here is a phrase that is important.
他说：“人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远跟他相争。”
The Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he indeed is flesh. I will not forever dwell with him.
圣经原文是说呢，有征战。
The Bible says that there is a conflict.
这意思说呢，亚当夏娃虽然吃了分别善恶树的果子堕落了。
That Adam and Eve, they ate from the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, they have fallen.
他在这个罪的这个影响底下很痛苦啊，对吧
？And under the influence, under the influence of sin, he suffered like he's sick.
神并没有说不管他。
And God did not ignore them.
这句话的意思就是神的灵啊还在他里面试。
It means that the spirit of God was kept with him.
但是试了一千多年。
Kept on trying in him for 1,000 years. In the end, God couldn't take it.
变成肉体了。
Because man became flesh.
所以神的灵就不再争执。
And the Spirit of God would no longer strive.
神知道这个人的光景已经完全不行。
God knew that the condition of man had become hopeless.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以呢，人成为肉体，成为血气，是经过一个漫长的时间的过程而演变成的。
When man became flesh, it's a prolonged process.
但是呢，我们发现一件很有意义的事情，或者有趣的事情。
But we discover something interesting.
人成了肉体。
When man became flesh.
但这个肉体呢，有坏肉体，有好肉体。
But the flesh has good flesh and bad flesh.
是吧？我们弟兄姊妹都知道，肉体也有好肉体，有坏肉体。
We all know, brothers and sisters, that our flesh has good and bad.
那是怎么回事呢？
Then what exactly is this?
似乎好像呢，撒旦当初呢，引诱人犯罪，这个罪进到人里面去之后呢，好像这似乎这个罪的力量没有办法把人呢完全毁坏。
That when sin first entered into man, as if the power of sin could not completely corrupt man.
变成有好坏肉体，好肉体。
And as if we have good flesh and bad flesh.
也许这是仇敌的诡计，叫他成为好肉体、坏肉体，我们不知道。
Perhaps this is the deceit of the enemy that he left the flesh good and bad. We don't know.
但是事实上，我们晓得人的肉体是有好有坏的。
But in fact, we discovered that our flesh has good and bad.
所以这个问题啊，就变得更大。
So this is a greater problem.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们晓得坏的肉体是犯罪的,
we know that the bad flesh causes us to sin.
啊, 这个我们不喜欢的,
this we dislike.
诶, 但是好的肉体我们喜欢哦,
but we like the good flesh.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 这个好的肉体就是我们有天然的聪明,
and our good flesh, for example, we have natural talent,
善良,
we have the goodness of our nature,
谦卑,
we are humble,
哦, 也有人的各式各样的才干,
we have different abilities.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
诶, 这个好肉体呢, 我们倒是喜欢的,
we like these good part of our flesh.
侍奉上面的一个重大的难处,
and this created a great problem in our service spiritually.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
啊, 我们要很慎重地说到,
sincerely, we need to say this.
这个好的肉体在神的工作上比坏的肉体危害更大。
The good flesh has caused greater problem in the work of God than the bad flesh.
你知道今天地上所有的宗教都从好肉体出来的。
All the religion in this world rises from the good flesh.
你看每一个宗教都在做什么? 用好肉体对付坏肉体, 就这么回事。
All the religion, what are they doing? They use good flesh to deal with bad flesh.
今天我们蒙恩得救, 我们晓得,
today we are saved, we understand.
我们不是进入一个宗教的光景,
we are not entering into a religion.
我们不是要用我们的好肉体来对付坏肉体。
We do not need to use our good flesh to deal with the bad flesh.
但是可惜啊,
but sadly,
2000年的教会历史,
the 2000 years of Christian history,
一直到今天,
even to this day,
我们看见很多人还是用好肉体在对付坏肉体。
Many people are still dealing with the bad flesh with your good flesh.
我们基督徒所欣赏的呢, 还是好肉体。
The Christians, we envy those good flesh.
哎呀, 人的智慧, 人的知识, 人的口才, 人的才干,
the wisdom, the eloquence, the ability of man were lifted up everywhere.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个肉体成了好肉体, 坏肉体,
our flesh became good and bad, and has brought greater problem to the work of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
我们要用神的眼光来看这件事情。
We need to see this in the eyes of God.
在神的眼里,
through the eyes of God,
无论是好肉体, 坏肉体, 都是不好的。
Whether good flesh or bad flesh, they are not good.
神都完全不能接受。
God would not accept at all.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我在这里呢, 有一句话, 我希望我们弟兄姊妹都能够牢牢地记住啊。
There's a phrase, and I hope that you would remember this.
我觉得英文的呢讲起来呢更有比较有力量。
I felt that when I say this in English, it had more punch.
这句话就是, natural life is never beautiful. 这个中文呢，我征求好的翻译啊。
I have tried to translate this in Chinese.
我们只能说呢。 这个天然的生命是一点也不美丽，但是这个话呢，没英文来得强。It's
the same. Natural life is never beautiful, but for some reason the English sounds better.
你们懂英文的人就要记住英文。Now,
if you understand English, please remember.
Natural life is never beautiful. 天然的生命
that in the eyes of God, our natural life is never beautiful.
你要把这句话牢记,
remember this,
把它运用在你的生活侍奉里面,
and put this into practice in your life and in your service.
凡是那个从好肉体天然生命来的东西, 都需要拒绝。
Everything that arises from even the good flesh needs to be rejected.
因为人一成为肉体，人在神的眼中看就是死的。
Because when man became flesh, in the eyes of God, men are dead.
所以你看见今天在地上啊,
so you see that in this world today,
人不仅坏肉体好肉体, 他们对神都无知, 不能认识。
Whether good flesh or bad flesh, we are all ignorant toward God.
所以 圣经给我们看见这个天然的生命在神跟前是要完全被弃绝的。
That through the Bible we see that this natural life must be completely rejected.
哇，这个对我们天然人来讲是很可怕的。
And this for our natural man is very scary.
啊，有很多人呢，我们知道不服气的。
And many of us would not come to term with this.
哎，他们觉得我们人。我们也有一点好吧。
They thought, as a man, I have some good.
我们有一点知识，我们一点才干。
I have some knowledge, some ability.
但是神说完全不能接受，一点都不能接受。
But God would not accept any part of this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
今天晚上如果我讲这篇道全部都忘了，不要紧。
Tonight, if you forget everything else I said, it's okay.
记住这句话。
Remember this.
Natural life.It's never beautiful. 天然的生命一无可取，神是根本不要的。
That there is nothing good God wants from our natural life.
我为什么要这样说呢
？Why do I say this?
就在我们在生活的这个环境里面，你看见这个眼前就多少的事情都是在这个原则里面，对不对
？Even in your life, when you look around, this principle applies everywhere.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
人的失落是非常严重的一件事情。
The loss of man is a serious matter.
在新约圣经啊，路加福音十五章啊。
In the New Testament, Luke chapter 15.
这章圣经弟兄姊妹很熟悉的。
We're very familiar with this chapter.
因为这里是讲到三个比喻啊。都是我们经常传福音时会用的比较多的。
These three parables, we use them a lot during our gospel messages.
第一个比喻让我们讲的失羊的失落，是吧？
The first parable is the lost sheep.
第二个是讲那个妇人呢寻找一十块钱。
And the second parable, the woman seeking the lost coin.
那么第三个呢讲到那个浪子的故事，就是什么都很熟悉。
The third one speaks of the prodigal son, the lost son.
但是其实呢，这一章圣经是非常重要的。
But in fact, this chapter is very important.
他把人的这一个失落描述的非常的清楚。
It has a very clear description of the lost condition of man.
我们都知道，这个羊是不能离开牧人的。
We know that a sheep cannot depart from his shepherd.
他一离开牧人呢？他就没有目的，没有方向。
Once he departs from the shepherd, he has no purpose, no direction.
弟兄姊妹，你看见人今天生活在地上就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, you see the lives of man today is the same.
不知道人的目的在哪里，方向在哪里。
Man does not know where life is headed. What is the purpose of life?
但是更可怜是很多神的儿女蒙恩得救了。也不知道目的和方向在哪里。
But、what is worse than many children of God, after we are saved, we yet do not know where is the purpose or direction in life.
因为你没有活在这个牧人的带领底下。
Because we do not live under the guidance of the shepherd.
所以这个羊的故事特别告诉我们这个目的和方向的重要。
So the story of the sheep tells us the importance of purpose and direction.
这个钱呢是有用的东西，对吧
？The coin is something that has use.
他失去了
，and she lost it。
这里告诉我们，就是简单的说，就是功用没有了。
And in simple terms, the coin has lost its function.
当初神造人的时候，神是给人有很大的功用的。
When God created man, He gave man a great function, a purpose.
我们可以管理整个世界的。
That we can rule the entire universe.
空中、海里、陆地上的都可以管理。
In the air, on the earth, and under the sea, in the sea, we can all rule over.
但是呢，这功用失去了。
But we have lost that function.
特别到我们蒙恩得救之后，我们感觉到。
Particularly after we are saved, we feel this.
有很多弟兄姊妹在世界上很有功用。
That many brothers and sisters are greatly used in the world.
但是在属灵的事情上，一点都显不出功用。
But in the spiritual matters, they have no function.
所以这是严重的失落。
And this is a grave loss.
那么呢，讲到这一个。浪荡的儿子。
And when we speak of this lost son,
弟兄姊妹们，这里讲到地位上的失落，他儿子的地位失去了。
And he has lost his position as a son.
那么在这里哈，两次提到说呢，死而复活，死而又得。
And twice in the Bible it says that he was dead and is alive, he was lost and is found.
第一方面神的恢复。
And the first aspect of God's recovery
要恢复人和神之间父子的关系。
Is to recover between God and man the relationship of father and son.
一直到今天呢，我看见好多弟兄姊妹啊，这个好像作为神的儿女啊，觉得跟父之间的关系好像都没有完全的恢复啊。
Even to this day, I see some brothers and sisters, our relationship with our heavenly Father has not fully restored.
哎呀，这个是很可惜的一件事情。
And this is a sad thing.
然后第二方面的恢复。
And the second aspect of recovery
是讲的，对吧？
Is spoken to the older son.
这说明什么？弟兄之间的关系的恢复。
And that speaks of the restoration of brotherhood.
所以我们因着地位的转变，我们失去了两种重要关系。
Because of our position changed, we lost two relationships.
一个是我们跟神之间父子的关系。
One relationship is between us and God, the Father and Son.
另外一个就是我们彼此之间弟兄的关系。
And between the brothers, the second.
这些在路加福音十五章呢讲得很清楚。
And it's very clear in Luke 15.
所以弟兄姊妹们，人有严重的失落。
Brothers and sisters, men have seriously fallen and lost.
可能呢，我们对于我现在讲到这个失落，我们的感觉上面呢，还是不够能够那么深入。
And perhaps even if I say it this way, we still do not get a sense of how serious our lost condition. And these days, I meditate on the words of God.
我愿意把我所能领会这个失落，把它总结成七个点。
And I want to summarize from what I have understand the lost condition of man.
帮助我们弟兄姊妹们对于人的失落能有更深的一个认识。
To help brothers and sisters to gain a deeper understanding of our lost condition.
所以这七个点是什么呢？
Now, what are these seven points?
第一个点。
The first point.
人的失落就是人本来是有用变成无用。
And the first point is that men were once profitable and now are unprofitable.
当我们讲这个点的时候，我们要知道人的天然生命呢还有一点功用的。
When we talk about this point, we want to say that the natural life of man has some point, purpose.
在神的眼中啊，神是完全不能用的。
But in the eyes of God, God cannot use at all.
结果很多人呢，神不能用，魔鬼都可以用。
In fact, God could not use, but the devil took use.
他说用我们的天性被魔鬼用了破坏
and
破坏人际关系，对吧
？And our devil uses our ability to destroy our human relationships.
甚至破坏教会
，to destroy the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们知道人。那一点的功用在神跟前来看根本算不到什么。
That little use, that function in the eyes of God are very little.
我想我举一个例子大家都清楚的。
I want to raise an example to help you.
你们都知道摩西的故事对不对？
You understand the story of Moses.
圣经为什么要这样刻意的讲摩西的故事？
Why did the Bible wrote in detail the stories of Moses?
神就是要告诉我们天然生命的功用在神来看是完全无用。
God wants to tell us that the natural function of man in the eyes of God are useless.
哇，摩西作为法老女儿之子。
Pharaoh was the son of Moses was the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
生活在王宫里。
He lived in the palace.
过着最尊贵的生活。
He lived the most honorable life.
然后呢，他就受到埃及最好的教育。
And he received the best education of Egypt.
大有才干。
He has great might.
并且呢，大有口才。
He had eloquence.
你看，在埃及四十年。
He was in Egypt 40 years.
哇，他这个人这样的训练出来了。
And this is how he was trained.
如果是我们看到的话呢
？If we saw him.
哇，真是一表人才啊。
He's
青年才俊。
He's young and he's able.
哎呀，这样的人，你真的是很欣赏。
And we envy such a person.
他自己也欣赏。
And he would envy himself too.
他想，哎，现在我被训练的差不多了，可以去服侍神。
Now that I'm pretty much trained, I can go and serve God.
你知道，今天在神的儿女中，就很多训练，这个训练，那个训练。
You know that among the children of God today, there are many different trainings. Sometimes when I see these trainings, I'm afraid.
你是什么人, 你可以训练别人啊?
Who are you to train other people?
那个被训练的人觉得我受了训练了,
and those who have been trained thought that I received some training, therefore I can serve God. We have just some knowledge. We receive some skills in service. But compared to Moses, you're so far away.
那么神把这么样一个在人眼中看为完美的摩西形象摆出来,
but when God presented this Moses, who is perfect in the eyes of man,
结果神的宣告是什么呢?
Then what is the declaration of God?
不能用,
he could not use.
完全无用,
completely unprofitable.
这个叫我们真的是很诧异啊,
and this is a shock to us.
今天我们都以为说我们能把发挥我们天然的才干, 我们的智慧,
today we all think that we can use our natural ability to serve God.
你们知道下面所发生的故事,
then you know the story that comes after.
神就把他赶到旷野,
God placed him in the wilderness.
40年在旷野的里面,
40 years he was in the wilderness.
把他完全消耗,
and he was completely worn out.
神用了另外40年,
with another 40 years,
把他前面40年的时候通通把他抵消了,
to like erase his first 40 years.
这个世界度, 神就来个undo.
When the world do and God undo.
Undo. Okay. 我们就把他所有原来有的通通把它弄掉了,
and to wipe away everything that he once had.
不仅所有的才干没有了,
not only all his ability were gone,
精神体力也没有了,
his strength, his might were gone.
80岁,
he was 80 years old.
哇, 弟兄姊妹们, 我这些年这两年对这个80很有感觉。
Brothers and sisters, these couple of years I had extra feeling about 80 years.
以前我不懂, 我是80, 哦, 那是很老, 现在知道, 你过了80, 你就晓得是什么回事。
Once I thought 80 just means very old, but when you come to 80, you know what it means.
诶, 这个时候神说, 哎, 可以用了。
Now God said he can use Moses.
所以摩西最后40年,
in his last 40 years,
完全依靠神而服侍,
and he served in complete reliance on God.
显出的能力更大,
and he manifested much greater might.
显出的知识更高超,
and manifested higher wisdom.
因为他写出摩西五经啊, and he无人能比的,
he wrote the Pentateuch. No one can write that.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神把这样的一个图画摆在我们跟前,
when God presented this picture before us,
不是很清楚地告诉我们啊,
he tells us clearly,
天然的生命在神跟前, 根本是不要被丢弃,
that the natural life God will cast away.
所以愿主施恩给我们,
may the Lord be merciful to us.
如果今天的教会还有希望,
if today's church wants to have some hope,
我们必须弃绝天然的生命,
we must reject the natural life.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是一个非常重要的一件事情,
this is something that is important.
所以它有用变为无用, 这是人的失落,
and the life of because man become lost.
第二个点,
and the second point,
就是呢, 人从尊贵变成卑贱,
from honorable to become dishonored.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 你又看见呢, 这个世界上真的没什么尊贵人的,
and you can see that in this world there is no honor.
啊, 有的人的位置很高, 但是显出的光景真是卑贱,
perhaps some people have high position, but what they manifest is dishonor.
所以在以赛亚书里面告诉我们,
so in the book of Isaiah says,
人的义如同破布一样,
that the righteousness of man is like a filthy rock. We have completely lost the honor of a man.
所以我们呢,
we kept seeking the vain glory of this world.
哎呀,
and the devil had a way to deceive us,
给你个学位,
to give you an education.
有一次呢,
and one time I went to the school of my son,
那个毕业典礼,
to a graduation ceremony.
哇,
there were like 30 or 40 of these old professors. They were all PhDs.
哎呦, 你到那个里面的,
and I entered the auditorium, I felt it was different.
但是我们晓得是人的尊贵。
But we know that this is the honor of man.
对不对？是个虚荣。
This is a vain glory.
不是真正的一种的尊贵。
It is not true honor.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要明白一件事情。
We need to understand this.
我们失落得很厉害的。
That we are seriously lost.
今天呢，在教会里面，我们喜不喜欢人称赞我们呢？
Today in the church, do you like people to praise you? If they all treat you with respect, that you feel honorable.
不是的。
It's not like this.
主耶稣在地上的时候啊,
When the Lord Jesus was on this earth,
他做个木匠的儿子,
he was the son of a carpenter.
从这个乡下出来的,
he came out of a village.
当他走在犹太人中间的时候,
But when he walked among the Jews,
他显出无比的尊贵,
and he manifest surpassing honor.
这是神的性情, 生命的尊贵,
and this is the life and the nature of God.
所以这个尊贵可以显在每个弟兄姊妹身上,
and this honor can be manifest in every brothers and sisters.
所以这第二个点,
and the second point,
第三个点,
now the third point,
人从智慧变成愚昧。
We were wise, and now we are foolish.
我就说呢，好的肉体还有天然的智慧。
And I say that the good flesh has its natural wisdom.
但这个天然智慧实在算不得什么。
But the natural wisdom is accounted to nothing.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第二章就讲到这个智慧。
The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 speaks of this wisdom.
他说这个世上的智慧是将亡之人的智慧。
He says that the wisdom of this age are those who are coming to nothing.
世人的智慧在神面前是愚拙的。
That the wisdom of this world are foolish in the eyes of God.
当你蒙恩得救的时候，
When you are saved,
神给你一个新的生命，
God gave you a new life.
这个新生命里面有神奥秘的智慧。
In this new life, there is the mystery of the wisdom.
这个智慧使你能够明白神的事情。
And this wisdom enables you to understand the things of God.
但是你看今天在地上的教会，
But when you look at the church today,
人高举的人就是天然的智慧。
What man exhorts is the natural wisdom.
所以世界的哲学、科学什么东西，那学问一大堆东西进到教会里。
So the philosophy and the science of this world have entered the church.
哎呀，我们非常欣赏这些东西。
And we look highly upon these things.
但是在神眼中。
But in the eyes of God, these are worldly wisdom.
所以需要主给我们有真实的一个认识。
We need our God to give us a reality check.
我真是满心感谢我的主。
I give thanks to my Lord.
我这个天然的生命的智慧不很高，不高的。
By my natural ability, I do not have a lot of wisdom.
根本无法明白神的事情。
I could not understand the things of God.
但是神给我一个奥秘的智慧。
But God gave me a wisdom of mystery.
哎，就叫我透过圣经明白神的事情。
That through the Bible I can understand the things of God.
我这几十年我真是满心感谢我的主啊。
And these decades passed, I give thanks to the Lord.
我说主啊，我这是什么呀？什么让人？
I say to the Lord, Lord, who am I?
我觉得人轻看我都是应该的。
And I say that when people look lightly upon me, they should have done it.
我实在算不得什么。
Indeed, I am nothing.
但是我用你的智慧回到你话语的跟前的时候，我看见很多的亮光。
But by your words, when I return to you, I can see a lot of light.
弟兄姊妹，这个智慧也在你里面。
Brothers and sisters, this wisdom is also in you.
所以呢，我们要从这个点上知道人已经失落了。
That from this point we can see that we are lost.
不要用那个失落的智慧来侍奉神。
Do not use the lost wisdom to serve God.
第四个点。
And the fourth point,
从良善的变成邪恶的。
From good to evil.
我们知道神当初造人非常良善。
When God created man, we were good.
因为在亚当里面是一无邪恶的东西。
Because in Adam there was no evil.
但是呢，这个罪一进到人里面。
But when sin entered into man,
人就完全失落。
And man have completely are lost.
所以在罗马书里面呢，保罗用了最清楚又严厉的话告诉我们。
So in Romans, Paul used the most clear and solemn words.
没有行善的。
There is none.
一个也没有。
None who does good. No, not one.
天然的生命呢，也还是有这个同情心，有善行的。
You know, in your natural goodness, you have pity, heart of pity, you have good deeds.
但是呢， 人的善良啊，可人那个都是很薄弱的。
But the goodness men are so fragile.
但是人显出来的残忍却是就很可怕。
But the cruelty men demonstrate are so scary.
我想我们生活在这个时代中，我们都能感觉到。
That when we live in this world, we can sense this.
你看见这个战争的里面所产生的这个残酷是多么的厉害啊。
You can see the cruelty through war.
的确，人呢比野兽残忍多了。
Indeed, men are much more cruel than the beasts.
哎呀。但是人好像没这个感觉啊。
But as if man does not feel this way.
弟兄姊妹们，作为基督徒，我们要明白。
Brothers and sisters, as a Christian, we need to know.
我们是已经完全失落的。
We are completely lost.
啊。那么第五个点。
And the fifth point.
啊。就是神创造人所本来是美丽的，现在变成了非常的丑陋。
When God created man, man was beautiful, but now ugly.
你看我们人在地上会骄傲，会嫉妒，会排挤人，啊，哎呀，会用很多的手段对付人。
The pride of man, the envy of our heart, we try to strive with other men.
神当初造的人不是这样的。
And this is not the original creation.
所以我们人呢变成非常的丑陋。
And we become very ugly.
真的是非常丑陋。
Truly, very ugly.
我在想这个你不要用在别人身上。
I think that this, you should not apply this to other people.
你每天一照镜子，哎呀，真丑啊。
That when you look into the mirror, oh, ugly.
Yeah, 这个才是好的。
Then that's the proper use of this.
不要一照镜子，哎呦，我很好啊。
Do not look into the mirror and say, I'm pretty good.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
仰望主的怜悯,
we look to the mercy of God. He knows that we are lost.
所以呢, 再加强一下,
to strengthen the argument,
natural life is never beautiful.OK, 应该记得了。
You should remember this.
没有美丽的。
That in our flesh, in our natural life, there is nothing beautiful.
从前我年轻的时候呢，我也崇拜英雄啊。
When I was young, I had heart for the heroes.
在科学上，哎呦，好多科学家，我提起他们呢，哎呀，羡慕得不得了。
And when you speak of some scientists, I honor and respect them.
后来得救了，教会里面很多属灵人。哎呀，这个。
And after I was saved, there are many spiritual men in the church.
但我刚刚已经讲过，人家所以能显出一点美丽啊，是因为人家和主有美好的关系。
But I have said in the beginning that they because they have good relationship with the Lord, that's why they were used by the Lord.
就他们本人来讲。
By they themselves,
都是失落的人。
They are all lost.
所以圣经很真实地把这些告诉我们。
And the Bible shows us very clearly.
你看大卫出来的时候，如果坐在马车上面，哎呦，显出来这是何等美丽呀，对不对？
When David came into history, he was riding on the chariot. He was beautiful.
但是他用手段夺取人家的妻子，何其丑陋啊！
But with means, he had taken other men's wife.That is ugly.
圣经就是告诉我们，连那么大的以色列认为的君王都是这样。
And even the great king of Israel was this way.
你不要对任何人有任何的寄望。
Do not have any hope for anyone else.
所以今天我到今天我的感觉，我们尊重，非常尊重前面这些弟兄姊妹。
Today we have great respect for the brothers and sisters before us.
但是就着天然人来讲。没有一个是美丽的。
But by the natural life, there is none beautiful.
因为你是个失落的人嘛。
Because you are a lost man.
第六个点啊。
And the sixth point.
我们就讲到说呢，本来神所创造的人是有智慧，是有理性的。
The man God created had wisdom and rationale.
但是这个理性呢，到我们的身上变成一种的固执。
But this rationale came to us as stubbornness.
啊，很多合理的事情呢，
变成不合理的。
Many reasonable things become unreasonable.
啊，所以你看见在生活中啊，人人都是不讲理的。
You see that in your life, no one is reasonable.
你原谅我这样讲啊。
Forgive me for saying this.
我真的碰见的。这几十年碰见真正讲理的人没几个。
In these decades of life, I have yet to meet a few people who are reasonable.
这个天性出来的时候都是不讲理的。
When the natural life came out, they're all unreasonable.
所以呢，因此呢，人悔改变成很难。
So it becomes very difficult for man to repent.
什么叫做悔改啊？
What does it mean to repent?
真正的悔改就是认错。
True repentance is to confess my fault.
是吧？约翰告诉我们，我们若认自己的罪，
John,
神才能赦免。
John tells us that if we confess our sins, God will forgive.
但是呢，我们现在变成了非常不容易认错。
But it's very difficult for us to confess of our own sins.
你知道很有趣的事情哈。
This is interesting.
我们读圣经的时候，有人讲说呢，哎，神为什么不给这个魔鬼悔改的机会？
We ask the question, why did God not give the devil the chance to repent?
你有没有听过人问过这个问题啊？
Have you ever heard people asking this?
传福音的时候，人家问呢。
When you preach the gospel, people ask,
为什么魔鬼不能悔改？
Why shouldn't the devil repent?
弟兄姊妹，圣经告诉我们一种可怕的情形。
And the Bible tells us a fearful condition.
就当这个天使长变成魔鬼之后，
that when the archangel became the devil,
他再也没有回头的路。
There was no way for him to return.
他想悔改都不能悔改。
Even if he wants to, he has no way.
所以你要知道这个堕落是多么可怕的事情。
You can see how serious the lost condition is.
所以因此呢，是撒旦想把这个东西也放在人的里面。
And therefore, devil wants to place this condition in the heart of man.
果然，这个东西一进到亚当夏娃里面了。
And as soon as this entered into Adam and Eve,
你看亚当夏娃也不认错的。
Adam and Eve would not confess their own sin.
对不对啊
？Right?
Yeah, 神过来了，神把亚当夏娃找来了。
When God gathered Adam and Eve,
分别三个树的果子。
And you ate from the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
神，你说你为什么要吃这个分别善恶树的果子？
And God asked them, why did you do this? Why did you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
他说啊，是你给我那个女人叫我吃的。
And he said, because the woman that you gave me, she asked me to eat.
然后神就问夏娃了。
And then God asked Eve.
夏娃就说是那个蛇叫我吃的。
And Eve said, the serpent made me do it.
你看这个话很简单，对不对
？You see these simple conversations.
那个魔鬼的性情出来了。
But the nature of the devil came out.
所以今天我们知道，在这个世界中，你看传福音就是很困难呐。
You see today when you preach the gospel, it's difficult.
人死不认错的。
He would never confess their sins.
弟兄姊妹，这不仅是今天外邦不得救的人会这样。
And this is not only the unbelievers.
连我们很多基督徒都是这样。
Even many Christians are this way.
我说如果我们能够轻易的认错，
that if we could easily confess of our own wrongdoing,
你的家庭是和谐的。
Your family will live in harmony.
教会的侍奉也是和谐的。
The church ministry will
serve 一点难处都没有。
In harmony without any problem.
我们就是死不认错。
But we would never confess.
啊，所以造成这个难处了。
And therefore the difficulty.
每个人都觉得是别人错，我对的。
Everybody thought it's somebody else's problem.
请你记得，这是失落的人呐。
Remember, this is the lost man.
啊，我们不仅失去了理性。
Not only we have lost our reason,
充满了不公义，充满了偏见。
We're filled with prejudice and injustice.
这个世界你是弄不好的。
And this world cannot be repaired.
如果今天我们以这样的态度在教会中侍奉，聚会你也搞不好的。
If we serve with this attitude in the church, the church is not going to be good.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
一个基督徒要认识自己是失落的人，是一个很基本的学习。
It is a fundamental learning for a Christian to understand that I am lost.
还有第七个点我们要讲一下。
And the seventh point.
就是圣洁的变成污秽。
From holy to defiled.
当初神创造亚当夏娃是很圣洁的。
When God created Adam and Eve, they were holy.
但是呢，他们变成了污秽。
But they become defiled.
在旧约圣经里面，甚至利用另外一个字，就是可憎恶的，可憎恶的。
In the Old Testament, there was another word that is abominable.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们知道在属灵的生活中追求圣洁多么不容易啊。
Then you know in your spiritual pursuit it's difficult to pursue holiness.
一个人呢要沾染污秽很容易的。
To be defiled is very quick, very easy.
要能分别这个不沾染污秽变得很困难。
But to set yourself apart to be holy is very difficult.
对失落的人来讲完全不可能的。
For a lost man it's completely impossible.
所以因此圣经里面告诉我们。
Therefore the Bible tells us.
神使基督成我们的圣洁。
That God has caused Christ to become our holiness.
你里面才有圣洁。
Then you have holiness within.
不是说呢你这个不碰那个不摸你就圣洁了。不是的。
It's not that you don't touch this, you don't touch that.
弟兄姊妹，我们满心感谢我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank our Lord with all our heart.
所以呢，我呢，把圣经中间的我所能领悟的，我把它综合在七个点上面。
From what I was able to understand from the Bible, I had to gather
these seven points. 我们希望神借着这些光照我们。
I hope that God will illuminate us through these.
拯救我们。
To save us.
让我们知道我们自己只不过是一个失落的人。
So that we can know that I am someone but lost.
所以我们要强调失落的人在神眼中一无是处。
We want to emphasize that the lost man is completely unprofitable in the eyes of God.
再说一遍。
I say this again.
Natural life is never beautiful.这个我想连英文不大好的都记住了吧。
Even if your English is not that good, you probably remember.
这告诉我们天然的生命天然的好肉体在神跟前是一无是处的。
That the natural life, the flesh, in the eyes of God, is there is no use, never beautiful.
神完全不能接受。
God could not accept any of this.
所以我们不要犯这个错误。
So let us not make the same mistake.
你用天然的力量、天然智慧、天然人侍奉神，到最后神完全不能接受。
That if you serve God, if you draw near to God with the natural abilities, God will never accept.
那么你就浪费你的时间，浪费你的精力，浪费你的生命。
And then you have squandered your life, your energy, your abilities.
所以你知道，在创世纪第六章啊。
In Genesis chapter 6.
那个时候人成为肉体之后啊
After man became flesh,
神本来是要用洪水灭世的对不对
God was going to destroy the world with the flood.
那个洪水来了把全地的人都淹灭的
When the flood came, it destroyed the whole earth of all the people.
幸好有一个人呢这个挪亚里面有神的义啊
And there was one man who had the righteousness of God within him.
因为他一个人在神面前的光景救了他全家
Because his own condition before God, he saved his own household.
也让神的旨意在这个地上没有完全断绝
That the purpose of God was not completely stopped on this world.
看起来真是很惊险的
These are...
因为圣经里面主告诉明明告诉神说我后悔了
Because the Bible said, and God regret.
神说我后悔造他们了
God said I regretted creating them
我要把他们全部都除灭
I wanted to destroy them all
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
But dear brothers and sisters
这幅图画也是清楚告诉我们
And this picture clearly tells us
当时在地上可能还是有很多有才干的人呢做大官的呢在那里有很多事业有很多神全部都把他淹死了
Perhaps at the time there were many people with abilities with wisdom they were highly in high positions but God destroyed them all
我真不知道弟兄姊妹我这样说我们里面能够完全明白吗
I do not know that if I say it this way can you understand
天然的生命你无法能讨神的喜悦
that the natural life cannot please God
我们的旧人呢你再努力
that our
也没有办法讨神的喜悦
that the old manHowever hard you try, cannot please God.
啊，这告诉我们什么呢
But what does that say?
就最好你什么都不做了。
Then it's better off for you to do nothing.
就听神的话而行。
To listen to God, His word.
这是最智慧的人。
And this is the most wise.
所以在圣经里，新约圣经里面。
Therefore, in the New Testament Bible,
主耶稣在马太福音十六章里面说到
In Matthew chapter 16, the Lord Jesus said,
我们要天天背起的十字架跟从主啊
And to carry your cross daily to follow the Lord.
这个十字架叫做什么？叫做舍己。
The cross is meant for you to deny yourself.
这个词啊，我们用的太多了啊。
We have spoken this too many times.
很多弟兄姊妹天天就祷告也是你舍己舍己。
And even many brothers and sisters, you pray the same way every day, deny myself.
你知道叫什么叫舍己吗？
Do you know what it means to deny yourself?
舍己是把旧有的生命完全弃绝。
To deny yourself is to cast away the old life.
哇，这个对我们来讲多么不容易，对不对？
This is so hard for all of us.
但是主耶稣到地上来，站在人的地位上，把自己完全舍掉。
When the Lord Jesus came to this world, He stood as a man. He denied Himself.
所以现在你可以清楚
Brothers and sisters,
我们的生活和侍奉
Our service and our life
到底有多少价值
What exactly is the value?
完全看见你舍己有多少
Depends on how much you deny yourself.
不在乎你外面做多少
It does not matter how much you do
outwardly. 你越多能摆脱这个失落的限制
The more you can be set free from the lost condition,
弟兄姊妹，你在神手中就被主人用的更多。
In the hands of God, you're more used.
所以我们认识失落，我们才知道神恢复工作的重要。
And for us to know our lost condition, then we can understand the importance of God's recovery.
我们才知道恢复的宝贵。
Then we can understand the preciousness of
recovery. 我们才会有一个很强烈的喜悦。愿意走恢复的路。
Then we have a strong desire to walk the way of recovery.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
在属灵的经历上
In your spiritual experience,
认识人的失落太重要了。
To know the loss of man is very important.
这个是在神恢复的路上第一个首要的认识。
And this is the first understanding in the recovery work of God.
认识人是一个失落的人。
To know that man is lost.
我们只有知道了神什么是失落。
Only when we know what is lost.
我们才会叫神恢复的工作在我们身上不落空。
Then can we allow the work of God, His recovery work, not to fall in vain.
今天神的儿女成千上万。
There are millions, many children of God today.
但是真正能满足神心的没有多少。
But those who truly satisfy the heart of God are few.
只有那些真正知道自己是失落而谦卑在神跟前的人。
Only those who truly know that we are lost and we humble ourselves before God.
可以容让神恢复的工作做在他的身上。
We can allow the work of God's recovery to be done in us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
在时间中
that in time,
天然生命所有的东西都会过去的。
All the things in our natural life will pass away.
考验我们的智慧。
It will test our wisdom.
考验我们的选择。
It will test our decision.
到底今天我们在选择什么？
What exactly do we choose today?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
圣经很明确的、很清楚的告诉我们，我们人。是一个失落的。
The Bible clearly tells us that we are lost.
我们今天距离神当初所要的光景差得太远太远了。
We are so far away from the condition when God made us.
但是我们感谢神的大怜悯。
But we thank God for His great mercy.
他没有丢弃我，也没有丢弃你。
He did not cast us away.
他在你我这些失落的人身上。他要做恢复的工作。
That in the lost people, he is continuing his work of recovery.
所以主若许可，明天晚上我们要讲神恢复的大工。
And if the Lord permit, tomorrow night we will speak of the great work of his recovery.
我们请低头再点祷告。
Please bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们在你施恩的宝座跟前向你俯伏下拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship you at the mercy seat.
若不是你解开你自己的话。
Had you not opened your own words,
我们完全不知道自己的失落有多严重。
We would not understand how serious our lost condition.
我们也不知道我们过去的年日生活侍奉中犯了多少的错误。
We would not know in the past days of our life, of our service, how many mistakes we have made.
我们不仅活在自己的迷糊中。
Not only we live in vain in ourselves.
我们也受仇敌的欺骗。
But we are deceived by the enemy.
我们浪费了很多宝贵的年日。
We have squandered away many precious years.
主啊，求你在施恩拯救我们。
O Lord, once again, be merciful and save us.
我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你没有丢弃我们。
That you did not cast us away.
所以在你回来的日子之前。
Oh, the Lord, before your return,
还有一点点的机会,
there is still a little bit of opportunity
我们能恢复, 我们能回到你恢复的路上,
that we can return to the path of recovery,
在这条路上跟随你,
that in this path we can follow you.
主啊, 我们真是巴望我们能有一些的光景能讨你的喜悦。
Oh, dear Lord, we pray that we will manifest some condition that will please you.
我们求你祝福我们。
We pray that you will bless us.
我们把这几天的聚会恭敬交在你的手中。
With reverence, Lord, we give these days of meetings into your hand.
主啊，给我们一个敞开的天。
Oh Lord, give us an open heaven.
让每个弟兄姊妹都能与主面对面。
That every brothers and sisters can come face to face with you.
好叫我们的情况能够被归正。
That our condition may be recovered.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
That we look to your mercy, Lord.
谢谢你还对我们的心说话。
We thank you for speaking to our heart.
我们把当有的感谢归给你。
We want to render to you the thanksgiving that you deserve.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.